We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
I'm here. My name's Gary Parrish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Adolph's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can. Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and Wendry. And I hope you weren't holding out any real hope that the Lakers pick Wood. Actually fall outside of the top 10 and belong to the Memphis Grizzlies, because we learned very quickly last night in the NBA draft lottery that did not happen. But it's not all bad. Yes, it went to the Pelicans, but the Pelicans aren't going to be picking in the top three, so it's not a great pick. Orlando Magic going to pick first once again. And now the debate is on. Should it be Chet Holmgren or Jabari Smith at the top of the 2022 NBA draft? We'll talk about it all momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. At 4:20, spirit of transparency. I don't want you thinking Bennett didn't do his job today. He had George Sedano booked. Sedano, of course, terrific at ESPN. Going to be on the sideline tonight for ESPN Radio. Game 1 Western Conference Finals, Dallas Mavericks and Golden State Warriors. He was going to join us in the second segment of the first hour. Got flight problems on his way to San Francisco, so he can't be here. But my understanding is he'll be here tomorrow. So Big Bet Bennett texted me and said, well, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do about this? I said, I want you to relax. We'll take phone calls. We'll just talk to the people. If we can't talk to George Sedano, we'll just talk to the people. So that's what we'll do in the next segment. Finish that, take a break, come back, do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point we'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them the Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals last night. Get into that around 4:44. Kendrick Davis says he plans to announce Friday whether he's going to remain in the NBA draft or enroll at the University of Memphis. Ooh, I wonder what he'll do. It's a mystery. Get into that a little later on this hour. Bryson DeChambeau has withdrawn from the PGA Championship, so one of golf's biggest stars not going to be competing this week. It's injury-related. Get into that just before 5 o'clock. And Deshaun Watson continued to meet with NFL officials today. Will he be suspended? Will he not be suspended? We'll get into that during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Cogg is just like always, that I will eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I did want to start with the NBA draft lottery, because it was held last night in Chicago. Orlando was the lucky franchise that won the lottery and now has the right to select first in the 2022 NBA draft. The top 10 is now slotted like this. 1, Orlando Magic. 2, Oklahoma City Thunder. 3, Houston Rockets. 4, Sacramento Kings. 5, Detroit Pistons. 6, Indiana Pacers. 7, Portland Trail Blazers. 8, New Orleans Pelicans. 9, San Antonio Spurs. 10, Washington Wizards. So the Lakers pick that had a slim chance, very, very slim, like less than 1% chance of going to the Grizzlies, it actually does go to the Pelicans. It's the eighth pick in this draft. So that's good news, I think, for the Grizzlies, because I don't believe you want a franchise like New Orleans with Zion Williamson, C.J. McCollum, Brandon Ingram, Jonas Valanciunas. I don't think you want a franchise like that adding a top three piece like Chet Holmgren or Jabari Smith or Paolo Banchero to their current roster. Because the Pelicans are, if Zion's healthy, and maybe even if he's not, but especially if he is, they're ready to win next season. So you don't want them adding another dynamic young piece. So them picking eighth instead of, say, first, second, or third, that was a preferable development for Grizzlies fans in last night's NBA draft lottery. Either way, just as soon as the lottery order was set, the debate about what Orlando should do with the first pick, that got underway. And it seems like it's going to come down to either Jabari Smith or Chet Holmgren. Big Bet Bennett, do you have a preference between those two? If you were an Orlando Magic fan for some weird reason, who would you want, Chet Holmgren or Jabari Smith?
Well, I was an Orlando Magic fan once upon a time.
A lot of people from here were.
Yeah, before the Grizzlies got here. I think that I would still just, you know, you kind of talked about this yesterday. I still think I would go with Chet Holmgren just because I don't want to be the team that misses on, like, a generational talent. And Jabari Smith, you know, he could be that too. But I think that a lot's being made of, like, what Chet isn't as opposed to what he is, which is a potential, like, dynamic scorer that, you know, you don't see all the time in the NBA. And so I think that I'd probably go with Chet.
I would too. And that is who I have the Magic taken first overall in my updated mock draft that is posted at CBSSports.com. But I don't think it's a no-brainer.
I don't either.
I don't think it's crazy to consider Jabari Smith. I don't even think it's crazy to consider Paolo Banchero, although most people probably wouldn't. Mike Schmitz from ESPN was on the Woj pod last night after the lottery order was set. And he is a Chet Holmgren guy. But when talking about Holmgren in this draft in general, went on to explain how most people are calling this a three-player draft at the top, and he actually thinks it's a two-player draft. He thinks it's Chet Holmgren and Jabari Smith. And he said he might even put Keegan Murray as a prospect or Shaedon Sharpe as a prospect ahead of Paolo Banchero. He's not there yet, but he said he could see himself getting there by the time the draft actually arrives. So this isn't one where I think it's crazy if you wouldn't take Chet Holmgren number one. I think it's crazy if you prefer Jabari Smith over Chet Holmgren. But I do find it interesting that the mock drafts that I looked at last night and again today that have been updated, the majority of them do seem to have Jabari Smith number one. But then the majority of the people who are putting Jabari Smith number one at some point in their explanation acknowledge that Chet Holmgren is the most talented player in this draft. So it's a weird dynamic because typically these two things go together. Who's the most talented player in the draft? Looks like it's Zion Williamson. Well, then Zion Williamson is going to be the number one pick. Who's the most talented player in this draft? I think it's Cade Cunningham. Then Cade Cunningham is going to be the number one pick. It's weird to hear people say, I think Chet Holmgren's the most talented, interesting prospect in this draft, but I think Jabari Smith is going to be the number one pick. That's not the type of thing you hear heading into an NBA draft too often. But I've seen it multiple places since last night. People saying, I think Holmgren's the most talented guy with the highest ceiling, but I think if I had to pick for Orlando, I would pick Jabari Smith. Again, just so we're clear, I totally get it if you like Jabari Smith better than everybody, including Chet Holmgren. What I'm less understanding of is how you could have an opinion that Chet Holmgren's the most talented guy in this draft, the guy with the highest upside in this draft, but not the guy I would take with the first pick in this draft. That's the part that is a little confusing for me. Because typically, when somebody is labeled the most talented person in a draft with the highest upside in a draft, they are subsequently labeled the most likely player to be the number one pick in the draft. And with Holmgren, I just don't know if we're there yet. In the betting markets, it is actually Jabari Smith who is the favorite to be the number one pick in the draft. And again, that's fine. But I, like you, and like some others, don't think I could bring myself to pass on Chet Holmgren. Because he was such a productive, awesome college basketball player in his 1 year of school, and literally did things that were unprecedented for a first-year player in the past 20, 25, 30 years of college basketball. I always pay attention to stuff like this because I think it matters. When you would get one of these about every 2 weeks with Chet Holmgren. ESPN Stats and Info would spit one out every couple of weeks. Chet Holmgren just became the first freshman in NCAA Division I men's basketball history to average this, 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 and this over a five-game span. Chet Holmgren just became the first player in the past 20 years to average this, 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 and this over a three-game span. There was a lot of Chet Holmgren just did some stuff that we almost never see or have never seen. And I think that matters when you're trying to evaluate a player, particularly a guy at the top of the draft. Doing unprecedented things when you're a legitimate NBA prospect is notable. And like I've said before, and I thought I'd said this enough where everybody would understand it, the point I'm trying to make, but apparently not, because I got a tweet from somebody today that suggested I had compared Chet Holmgren to Luka Doncic, which is just not true. I have never compared Chet Holmgren to Luka Doncic. They're not comparable. They're not the same type of player at all. What I have said about Chet Holmgren is that I think some people are going to misevaluate him for the same reasons that Luka Doncic got misevaluated entering the NBA draft. Because just like Chet Holmgren was doing some literally unprecedented stuff in college, Luka Doncic was doing literally unprecedented stuff in Europe. He was a teenager playing in the second best professional basketball league in the world, a basketball league that is better, yes, than high major college basketball, and he was dominating it and doing things that nobody his age had ever done in that league. Every time you read a story about Luka going into that draft or in the year leading up to that draft, you would read things like, no player this age has ever done these things in this league. No player this age has ever done this, 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 and this in this league. Luka's the first, Luka's the first, Luka's the first. Everything you needed to see from Luka Doncic, from a production standpoint, was there. Impossible to miss. You've got this teenager in Europe doing things that no player has ever done his age, ever. It was all right there. But rather than focus on that, and solely focus on that, people started focusing on other things. Okay, but look at his body. Does that look like the body of an NBA superstar? Is he a great athlete? Is he even a good enough athlete? What's he going to do when you put a 6'6" athlete on him in the NBA? Sure, he can get these shots against European players, but he's going to be able to get these shots against NBA players? People started focusing so much on a perceived problem that they missed what was right in front of you, which was a generational talent doing unprecedented things in the second best professional basketball league in the world. And if you want to know how Luka Doncic ended up going third in a draft, that's what happened. They focused on perceived problems instead of what was right in front of you. The perception that maybe his athleticism or lack thereof wouldn't translate to the NBA. That his body type wouldn't work in the NBA. That sure, he would be good, but could he be great? People had real questions about that. And let me go ahead and acknowledge, before you start looking up old mock drafts of mine, I had real questions about that too. I was wrong. A lot of people were wrong, including the people running NBA franchises.
Of course, yeah. He would have been the number one pick.
If he'd have been playing college basketball that year, he'd have been the best player in the country by a wide margin.
Yeah. I think, too, GP with Chet, like, it's, I could also totally envision a scenario next season where, like, those three to four guys that are surrounding him have a better rookie year than Chet.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Because of his body and how skinny he is, and, you know, it might take a second for him to, and I don't think he'll ever have like a quote-unquote NBA body, but, you know, it might take him a second to just fill out a little bit more than he is, because like you said before, he's rail thin right now, but I still like him as the best prospect in this draft, yeah.
Here's my point when bringing up Luka Doncic. In the same ways people were obsessing about perceived problems so much that they couldn't just see what was right in front of them, that is what is happening with Chet Holmgren with some people right now. Folks are obsessing about his body instead of looking at all the awesome stuff that is right in front of you. He wasn't just a good college basketball player. He was a great college basketball player on a great team. He averaged 14 points, 10 rebounds, and 3.7 blocks per game. He shot 60.7% from the field and 39% from three. He was not just a good college basketball player. He was a great college basketball player for a team that was, once again, the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. He bounced it comfortably on the perimeter, made shots reliably. You could put him in, you know, you could give him a ball screen. He could play make out of that. And then on the defensive end, an incredible rim protector. This is a guy who was coming out of high school, considered the number one prospect in his class by some, if not most. And then he went to college and played for a preseason number one team that earned a one seed in the NCAA tournament, and he was awesome for them. This isn't a guy who went to college and, ooh, yeah, but his body was suddenly a problem. It wasn't. It did not prevent him from being awesome. He finished fourth in the KenPom Player of the Year ratings. Fourth. He was an awesome college basketball player. So you've got this awesome high school prospect who was an awesome college basketball player for a great college basketball program, and now you're obsessing about his frame instead of just looking at what is right there in front of you. When I bring up Luka Doncic, that's what I mean. Not that they're similar prospects or players, but that Luka was misevaluated by a lot of people because folks obsessed about perceived issues as opposed to just look at what's right in front of you. And I think that's happening right now with Chet Holmgren. People are obsessing about perceived issues and not looking at what's right in front of them. And what's right in front of them is one of the most unique basketball prospects we've ever seen. Entering this draft, he is a better prospect than Jaren Jackson Jr. was at the same age. Entering this draft, I think he's a better prospect than Evan Mobley was at the same point in their careers. I'm not saying he's a sure thing. That type of label is reserved for LeBron James coming out of high school. But I'll be shocked if he's not really good. And again, I don't think it's a no-brainer. But I don't think there's anybody out there who could talk me into taking somebody before I took Chet Holmgren first in this NBA draft. I heard Jeff Calkins talking about it this morning, and he referenced a John Hollinger piece about, with the way the game has changed, if you're drafting prospects, the truth is you're way more likely to draft a future All-Star if you just draft a perimeter-oriented player as opposed to a front-court player or a center. You're way more likely to get an All-Star if you just say, I'm picking somebody who is a guard or a wing as opposed to a power forward or a center. And the numbers do bear that out. But the counter argument to that is that who just won the MVP? A center.
Yep.
Who was the runner-up in the MVP voting?
A center. Who won it last year?
A center. Because the game has changed so much, centers are devalued. But that doesn't mean awesome centers aren't awesome. Centers who can flourish in the modern game aren't terrific. Traditional centers who can't guard in space, can't shoot, can't play away from the rim, that's not the type of person you take at the top of the draft. But the idea that you don't want to take a center at the top of the draft because centers have been devalued, no. If there's an awesome center prospect there that makes sense, you take him. He could turn into an MVP. Just like Denver's MVP. Could turn into an MVP runner-up, just like Philadelphia's MVP runner-up. So I reject the idea that you don't take a... This is not the same thing as you don't take a running back in the top 10 because you can find running backs anywhere. You don't get good value there. That's not this. I understand the broader point, but if you have a generational talent available at the top of a draft, I don't care what position he plays, you take him. And I genuinely believe Chet Holmgren is that guy. I think when you look up in 5 years, he'll be the best player from this draft. And if you select him first in a draft, that should be the goal, to get that guy. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Like I said at the top, we were supposed to have George Sedano on in this next segment, but he had flight problems on his way to San Francisco, so he is unavailable right now. We're going to have him tomorrow, though, so that'll be terrific. He's going to be in the building tonight for Mavericks Warriors, so we'll talk to him about that tomorrow. But right now, talk to you guys. I got a lot of people asking NBA draft questions on Twitter. I'm not the type that sits around and answers too many questions on Twitter. I've never found it to be a great use of my time. But I'm here right now. Let's talk NBA draft. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. What should the Grizzlies do at 22, 29? Should they use both picks or package them, deal one of them? Who do you think should go number one? Is this somebody other than Jabari Smith or Chet Holmgren who should be considered? 535-3776 is the number. Talk to you next. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Giannotto and Jeffrey Show with Mark Giannotto and Jeffrey Wright. Weekdays from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m.
So we got to do what everyone does on NBA Twitter, y'all. Let's do some trades. Let's make up our own trades.
All right, so here's what we're going to do, and it will involve y'all listening as well.
Live on 92.9, 680, or anywhere on the Odyssey app. Smart speakers say, play 92.9 ESPN.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured, so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Get in the game! The Lotto America jackpot is now up to $13.57 million. And with tickets just $1, make sure to stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today for your chance to win. The next drawing is tonight.
You're the one everyone looks to for answers. Come rain or shine, the job must get done. and you're the one who makes it happen. We get you, Jackie in Fresno, putting your employee safety first, and Manny in Chattanooga, whose local Granger team knows him by name. We're here for you and all the ones who get it done with 24/7 customer support and access to product specialists to help you find what you need. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. When part of your offense isn't firing on all cylinders, it shows. And sometimes the only solution is to replace that part with something new. It's true on a championship team, and it's also true with cars. That's why I love eBay Motors. They have all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them. That way, you can get the parts you need to make your car a winner. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
DQ presents... Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ, and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste-bud-tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ Signature Stack Burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
We're all on this planet together, so join Odyssey and find your one thing. When planning your summer vacation, pick a destination close to where you live to limit your use of fuel. Join Odyssey, and together each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
If you own a commercial building and someone tells you you need a new roof, don't do it. Instead, call Joe Stallmaker at 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings. Let Joe show you how restoring your existing roof with a quality coating system can save you up to 70%. All roof coating systems come with a 5 to 15 year leak-free warranty, so you get the benefits of a new roof and big savings. Call 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings at 287-1923 or visit them at 901waterproofing.com and give your old roof a new life.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Run. Here come the menaces of sobriety, like what? Super thug is thumping on a cut. Run. Weighs a ton, hit the drum till you hear it go.
When disaster strikes, do you know who to call? I do. It's Service Master by Cornerstone, largest franchise in a 600-mile radius. But you don't just call them because they're the largest. Call them because they're the best. Absolute best at solving problems after a disaster. I hope you never have a disaster. But if you do, something like water damage or fire damage, smoke damage, mold, or like damage just caused by a storm. If you ever encounter these issues, what you want to do is call Service Master by Cornerstone. Their motto is simple. We don't pray for disasters. We just pray we get called when there is one. So remember the name. It's locally owned and locally operated. It's Service Master by Cornerstone. The number is 901-624-9200. 624-9200. They're available 24-7. You need them 3 in the afternoon, 3 in the morning. They're there when you need them. Service Master by Cornerstone on the web, smcornerstone.com. 428, Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. Draft lottery was held last night. Orlando Magic get the number one pick, and then folks started debating, should it be Jabari Smith or Chet Holmgren? I think it's a worthy debate. I don't think it's a no-brainer like 2003 LeBron, 2012 Anthony Davis, perhaps 2015 Karl Anthony Towns, but I would lean fairly heavily, I think, towards Chet Holmgren over Jabari Smith. I said I'd take your draft questions. I'm a man of my word about 75% of the time, so we'll do that now. Start with Scott in Cordova. Scott, how you doing?
How's it going, GP?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Hey, first of the draft question, I have to give kudos to your Mets. They're up 7 games on my Braves, so you guys have gotten it together right now.
You know what? I'm worried. Let me tell you what I'm worried about, Scott. I'm worried that they're going to run away with the NL East so much that it's going to get boring for me this summer.
Well, I'm planning to hopefully catch some play the Braves up in Atlanta, so hopefully that'll be a good series.
Yeah, I hope so. That'll be fun.
For the draft question, I was really surprised. I saw John Hollinger's mock draft come out a little while ago in the Atlantic, and he has Josh Minot at number 10 and Jalen Duren not in the top 10. And my question would be, one, are you surprised about that? And two, when's the last time that we had a player in the top 10 with really such limited production in the college, especially a Memphis player?
Yeah. To answer your question, I am surprised. But Hollinger's very good. Like, he's a smart basketball guy. Like, he's somebody who does this on the media side, who has actually worked in an NBA front office. He is, when he does something like that, I'm not dismissive of it. It makes me raise my eyebrows and go, okay, what am I missing? You make a point about a college player going in the top 10 with so little production. Minot would certainly be a unique situation as it pertains to that. He did almost nothing in college. But like we've talked about for a while now, he's got a lot of the stuff that is on a surface level intriguing to NBA people. And then you got to try to figure out, okay, why didn't he play at Memphis? Is it because he wasn't equipped, or because really the only place you could play him, and I'm not certain this is true, but because I was somebody during the season who thought he should have been playing more. But like, if you're picking between, you know, a teenager, freshman, and a 26-year-old who has already been proven at the collegiate level, well, then it might be hard for Minot to get on the court ahead of DeAndre Williams. But I still think he probably should have played more. And Hollinger evaluating him to this degree suggests that there's possibly some truth to that. I'll be shocked if he goes in the top 10 of the draft, obviously. I'll be surprised if he goes in the top 20. But I could see somebody taking a flyer on him in the 20s or the 30s or the 40s. Like, he will be picked after doing almost nothing in 1 year of college for a team that, you know, advanced to the round of 32 of the NCAA tournament. He will get picked in the 2022 NBA draft, and he'll be picked by a franchise that will then try to turn him into a great basketball player. Because right now, he's an interesting prospect, but he's not a great basketball player. Like, Chet Holmgren is an interesting prospect who is a great basketball player. Josh Minot, interesting prospect, still needs to become a great basketball player, and now some NBA franchise is going to try to turn him into that.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you taking my call. Again, huge fan of the show, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're nice, Scott. Thanks so much. Let's go to Joseph in East Memphis. Joseph, it's Gary. How you doing?
What's up, Gary? How you doing, man?
I'm great. I got no complaints. You good?
I'm good, good. Man, I actually called, and I told your producer I'm more interested in talking about the NFL and the Falcons, you know, given their head coach is from Memphis, Arthur Smith, who looks to be building out a basketball team with his receiver corps. So it's somewhat related, but, no, I do have a Grizzlies question. Steven Adams, we saw he struggled against Towns in the first series. Gary, I'm a big football guy, so a little ignorant on the NBA, though I know a lot about the Grizzlies, been to several games and big on them, but as far as the draft go, I'm, not as knowledgeable, but what I did see of Towns versus Adams, that's why Adams was benched most of the series after that first game. Do you see the Grizzlies taking somebody that's more in the style, or is there anybody available that's more in the style of Towns that the Grizzlies may be eyeballing in the draft?
I think once you're picking in the 20s, I say this every year, we spend weeks, if not months, talking about who will we take at 22, who will we take at 29, and then there is somebody available at 22 and 29 who none of us thought was going to be available at 22 or 29, and now you've got to make that decision on the fly. Like, we didn't think this guy would be here, but now he's here, and so we can't pass on him. A perfect example, to circle it back to the NFL, is N'Kobe Dean in this past NFL draft. Like, when you watch the Philadelphia front office talk about him, they said, we didn't think we were going to be able to get him at this point in the draft. And so when he's available to us at this point in the draft, like, we can't pass on him. So, those kinds of things happen in the NBA draft as well. So, I don't know what I don't know that you can have an intelligent conversation about what the Grizzlies would target at 22 or 29, because more likely than not, they're going to target, like, from a positional perspective, the biggest need appears to probably be backup point guard. So I would be looking at point guards at 22 and 29. And that's how you get into a conversation about, is Ty Washington available? Is Kennedy Chandler available? Is J.D. Davison somebody you'd be interested in at the bottom of the first round? Outside of that, I think you're probably just looking for best prospect available. But if there were somebody like Karl Anthony Towns available in this draft, he's not going to be available in the 20s. Karl Anthony Towns went number one. I know the point that he was making more of a modern center as opposed to a big, bulky bruiser like Steven Adams. But, you know, those types of centers are still valuable. They can get played off the court in the postseason, and that is what happened to Steven in that first-round series. But you saw he was valuable when he played in the second-round series against the Warriors. So you do want to have a modernized roster, but there's still a place for guys like Steven Adams in the NBA. Let's go to Spencer in Midtown. Spencer, it's Gary. How you doing?
Hey, Gary. First-time caller, long-time listener. Thanks for having me on the show. Big fan of the program.
You're really nice. Appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, so first I got a bone to pick, man. How are you going to say it's going to be boring for the Mets? I'm a lifelong Mets fan, and I think we know what hubris does to the franchise, so watch that kind of confidence, you know?
I always take it to an extreme, the opposite way of where it should go. So, like, you know, I'll be on the practice range with my buddies before we get ready to play 18, and I'll be asking them questions about the course record and stuff like that, implying that I'm about to go out and try to shoot the course record. And so I'm just doing the same silly thing with the Mets. I recognize something will go badly wrong probably at some point, but right now it's pretty good. And I, you know, I don't actually expect them to run away with the NL East, but they're on track to do it right now. So it's been a fun season so far.
Hey, I'm right there with you, man. Fingers crossed for a good old Subway Series. You know, it would be fun for baseball. Anyway, I'm not calling about baseball. I got a draft question mm-hmm. for you. Calling also very much as a Memphis Tigers basketball biased fan. So my question is this. So hypothetically, let's say late first round, your Memphis Grizzlies have the opportunity to draft either Jalen Duren or Josh Minot or Kennedy Chandler. Which do you think is better for the city of Memphis? Both for the Tigers program and for your Memphis Grizzlies.
I got it. Here's what, get the best player. I think the Memphis connections to the Grizzlies, that's something we used to do. People would say stuff like that all the time. Like I can remember seeing on Facebook and message boards and stuff like, you know, you'd be able to fill that building up if they drafted Chris Douglas Roberts.
Oh, right.
And it's like, no, you wouldn't. Like, you know, if you drafted Derrick Rose, you would.
Well, yeah, and now that doesn't matter because you're filling that building up no matter what.
Yeah, but,
going forward,
but my point is, right? It never mattered.
Right,
you know,
right.
No, you know, people weren't buying tickets to go to FedEx Forum to watch Antonio Burke sit on the bench.
No doubt.
Because he was from Memphis. So I appreciate the question, but I think the honest answer to that question is just – What would be best for the Grizzlies if they had a choice between Jalen Duren, Josh Minot, and Kennedy Chandler? Get the best player. Whoever's going to be the best player, that would be the best for the Grizzlies because outside of – like, it's a cool story when Derrick Rose is playing in his hometown of Chicago. Like, it makes it matter more. But if Derrick Rose isn't Derrick Rose MVP, he's just a kid from Chicago and it doesn't really
sure.
resonate. You know, we've reached a point as an NBA city where – we just want awesome players that create awesome teams. I don't care if they're from Memphis or Milwaukee or Lithuania. We just want great players, you know, on the Grizzlies roster year after year after year. Let's go to D-Midge in East Memphis. D-Midge, what's up?
DP, D-Midge, how you doing, man?
I'm good, baby. You all right?
I'm great, man. I got two questions. I want to lead with my real question, but I know we got to talk about Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
My lead question is: I cannot wait to hear you talk about this trial, man. It's been kind of wild, bro.
It was wild today. I watched some of it. They had some of Amber Heard's friends testifying, and like this is where
the sister too, man.
Yeah. This doesn't.
Her
this is where
spoke today.
This is where it becomes a problem for Johnny Depp. Like when you've got other people saying, I witnessed the fight, I saw the bruises, I saw the blood, that's not just her word against his anymore. Like they're bringing new people into this thing.
Oh, it gets wild, man. The sister, well, I won't ruin it for you, but yeah, the sister had an interesting visitor I think you might want to catch up on. anyway, my Grizzly question is, it's kind of what you just piggyback on, hypothetically, do you think it's good for a local player to play in its hometown for their growth? Like, you know, like Dick Penny, like we love Penny, right? Like he's like a god here, but you know, it got hot this season, you know, and it kind of works the same way with a player too, don't you think? Like, you know, we revere them, we love them, we want them to be successful, but when they don't turn out like how we want them to, it's kind of like, does that make sense?
Yo, no, I hear what you're saying, and I will tell you, I have mixed feelings on this, because on one hand, like, what is cooler than a kid who grew up in Chicago being drafted by the Chicago Bulls, like Derrick Rose? On the other hand, it really can make things hard, because one of the great things about, you know, for normal people going away to college is that you're just away. You're seeing new things and new people and having new experiences. And if you stay home, like, honestly, my college years were a lot like my high school years and a lot like my 4 years after college up until I got married and had children. Like, I was running around with the same people, doing the same stupid stuff. You know, I if I had to do it over again, and I had a blast in my time at Memphis, but if I had to do it over again, I would go away to college. I feel like I missed, I didn't have a normal college experience. I never lived in a dorm. I never lived on a campus. So, you know, as it pertains to NBA prospects, it's even more complicated, because you're in your hometown, you got people pulling you a million different directions at all times. Do you realize, like, once a week, somebody I know hits me up for tickets? Like, I don't have tickets. Like, people, you know, it's always like, hey, GP, I was just wondering if you knew how to get some Grizzlies tickets. I was like, yeah, StubHub is great. You know, or I usually go to StubHub, same. But you could try SeatGeek, too. SeatGeek works. I don't have tickets. I'm not a ticket broker. So imagine what it's like if you're, say, a Memphis kid playing for the Grizzlies. You got all sorts of people you grew up with. Oh, man, you got to get me two tickets to this. Oh, man, you got to sign this for me. Hey, I need you to come by this school. So it can be complicated. So I'm not saying it can't become a great story, because the Chicago Derrick Rose story was a great story for a while. But I'm not certain the best thing for a basketball prospect, somebody like Kennedy Chandler, would be just to not be in Memphis as a professional, be somewhere else. Now, the difference for Kennedy is I think he's got such a strong foundation, like great parents, great family, that you can navigate that stuff a little better. But it still can complicate things. On one hand, it can be a really cool story when somebody who grew up in a certain city is playing for that city's professional franchise. But it introduces some new variables that, again, can just theoretically complicate a situation.
Thank you, man.
All right, brother. I'll see you. Let's go to Jeremy in Horn Lake. Jeremy, what's up?
What's going on, man?
I'm good. You all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm in traffic on Goodman Road.
Hey, I know that. I know that life.
I got a question. You think the Grizzlies should package some of their bench players and trade for somebody? And then part two of that question is, when are they going to fire John Martin?
Wow.
I don't know when they're going to fire. I thought maybe a few weeks ago. I thought a few weeks ago.
That must be the dude that holds up the signs of the games.
No, it is. You know, I know that guy.
Oh, he holds up the signs of the games?
Yeah. Like, he's not doing it for me, but I know him. I grew up with his family.
That's the sign guy?
Yeah, I even sent John Martin a Facebook profile. I was like, yo, this is the dude who holds up the sign at the games.
No way.
Yeah, no, that's him. And so that? I thought they was going to get John Martin a few weeks ago.
Nah.
I thought that might have been the end.
Nah, he's got more clout than that.
He was cussing people out and storming off.
Nah.
Not every day you can cuss out your boss and keep your job.
I don't think he cussed out his boss.
I felt like it.
No.
He might have been.
He did not.
Not every day.
Stop it.
I wouldn't try that trick at home if I was you. So I thought they were going to fire John Martin maybe a couple weeks ago, but he seems to have survived it, and now he's flourishing.
That's right.
So he might be.
He had Kendrick Davis on his show today. He's doing great.
He's doing fine. He's doing fine. So I think John Martin's going to stick around. As for should the Grizzlies package some of their depth, draft it, whatever, and try to go out and get another. If something makes sense, absolutely. I'm not a big believer in, like, let's be patient and wait it out. Like, let's go. If there's something that puts you in a better position without sacrificing your future or being stupid and reckless. And this front office is too smart to be stupid and reckless. But if there's something that makes sense, that puts you in a better position to win a championship next year, absolutely do it.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that, you know, probably as a Grizzlies fan, don't necessarily fall in love with the pick, because there's a chance that they could move it.
Yeah, or packaging those two together to move up, or, you know, trade one. Like, you know, you might get a situation where they say, we don't want to pick twice in the 20s. But we do like a bottom of the first round pick. We've executed those in recent drafts. So we'll just trade 22 to, you know, Sacramento for a future first round pick. Like, yeah, all that stuff is on the table, and discussions will be ongoing literally, you know, through the night of the draft. But if there's a deal that makes sense, absolutely do that deal. I'm all for doing deals that make sense. Really appreciate all the calls. I'm always, not always, but often, glad we did that after we do it. We don't do it very often, thank God. But I always like it when I typically like it when we do, because people are nice.
People are nice.
People on the phone are so much nicer than like people
than
on
Twitter.
Media.
I know. Yeah, it's just like we should do an experiment sometime and ask like one question on Twitter and then ask it and take phone calls and see like the differences.
I like people in person.
Uh-huh.
People on social media, not nearly
as without.
Cool.
Yeah.
But people in person on the phone, like real voices, I can usually dig that.
Yeah.
And they're usually really nice. They say nice things. People like to say nice things, and that's always appreciated. On that note, here's a goofy story. You ready for this?
Oh, no.
So, like, you hear it there. I promise you there's a point to the story. So, like, you know, they would introduce themselves, like, hey, how you doing? And then it's like, hey, GP, really enjoy the show. Or I love the show. Or
yeah,
big fan of the show.
Sure.
Stuff like that. Just nice stuff. Like, really, like, sincerely nice stuff like that. I love hearing those types of things. It's nice to hear. So, my little guys are playing baseball, right? So, I'm at the ball field, like, three nights a week at mm-hmm. this point. And sometimes people come up and say nice things. And sometimes, you know, sometimes they don't. Like, I'm not walking out around that, you know, like I'm Johnny Depp or something. But, like, sometimes people will walk up, people I don't know, and they'll just introduce themselves, and they'll say nice things. Hey, I really enjoy the show, or that was funny what you said the other day, or whatever. You know, it's just nice little, very short interactions with people. So the other night, I'm at the ball field, and I've got on a Dunder Mifflin shirt, right?
Okay.
Dunder Mifflin.
Yeah, from The Office.
From The Office.
Yep.
I had a Dunder Mifflin shirt. And my middle guy's game is over. And I'm sort of walking over to the dugout to sort of help him get his stuff more accurately, just make sure he gets all of his stuff. Because he might forget something, right? Where's your hat? Where's your glove? Where's your helmet? Where's your this, that, whatever. Just sort of walking toward the field to assist him. And a guy approaches me. And he goes, my favorite show. Oh, man, my favorite show. And I said, oh, man, thanks. I said, what's your name? And he's like, Ray, whatever he says. He's like, Ray. I said, hey, Ray, I'm Gary. I really appreciate you saying that. That's really nice. And he goes, yeah, man, I love The Office. He had no idea who I was, what I did.
Oh, that's humbling.
He had no idea about anything. He didn't know nothing about a Gary Parrish show or that I'm nothing. But literally the way he approached me was, oh, my favorite show.
Yeah, I mean, I would think the same thing. Yeah.
So like I encounter that sometimes. So I'm like, it's not an unusual thing.
No.
So yeah. I'm like, I'm always like, I try to take a minute. Like, hey, what's your name? It's good to meet you. I appreciate you saying that. So I was like, man, that's really nice. I appreciate you saying that. He's like, yeah, man, I love The Office. I can't get enough of it.
It is a great show.
I was like, yeah, it is a good show.
Yeah.
It walked out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
Humbled.
What are you going to do?
Nice to be humbled every once in a while.
I don't like it when people like start a conversation talking about what's on your shirt, because I never know what they're talking about, just like you in that situation.
So goofy.
Yeah.
Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals of last night, Miami Heat, Boston Celtics. Jimmy Butler went big. We'll talk about it next. You're listening to Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi and his staff for years now. They run the Smile Center. It's where my whole family goes. We're fortunate. Our insurance covers it. But Dr. Mehdi understands not everybody is fortunate enough to have dental insurance, and that's why he's created the membership plan at the Smile Center. It's an in-office insurance plan for patients who do not have dental insurance. So if you fall under that umbrella, please get in touch with the Smile Center. Dr. Mehdi and his entire staff have been vaccinated, so it's a safe environment. The address is 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek, 901-309-13. 1333 online, SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Golfers, swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the new Ping I-525 irons and Glide 4.0 wedges. The Ping I-525 irons have a forged steel face, allowing for dynamic distance and a greater feel. The next generation Glide 4.0 specialty wedges are engineered for high spin performance with a lower launch. Get a free custom fitting today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
The biggest sale of the year is finally here. May sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you could save up to 65%. Enjoy spectacular savings on designer jewelry, one-of-a-kind pieces, and more until May 31st. Get the lowest prices you'll see anywhere while enjoying our extraordinary service, selection, and experience in-store or online. Shop the May sale like no other, only at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any.
Trading in or selling your car, truck, or SUV? WeBuyAnyCar.com takes the hassle out of selling in just three easy steps. One, get your free online valuation. Two, drive to your local car buying center. And three, walk out with your check in as little as 30 minutes. So don't wait. Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Bet on more than the final score with One Game Parlay at BetMGM. One Game Parlay is an exciting feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Log into your BetMGM account and create your best parlay before the game starts. New to BetMGM? Sign up today and make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 with bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T. Plus, you'll earn BetMGM rewards points that can be redeemed for online bonuses or converted into comps for rooms, restaurants, and more at over 20 MGM resorts nationwide. Try One Game Parlay today. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Problem gambling support? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Doug.
Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
DQ presents... Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
Hi, this is Alan with Pyramid Properties, and I buy houses cash. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 901-203-2222. I can pay cash and close in as little as 7 days. I buy houses in any condition, any price range, and any location in greater Memphis, including DeSoto County in Mississippi and West Memphis, Arkansas. I'm an independent real estate investor who buys several houses a month, and I want to buy more. I buy inherited houses, divorce houses, behind in payment houses. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Do you own a house that is trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Perfect, because I love buying junk houses. I buy vacant houses, abandoned houses, condemned houses, and foreclosure houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at 901-203-2222. That's 901-203-2222. 901-203-2222.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the okay, Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You the
water,
then you stab me in my back again. You the type to play the joke and try to hide your hand. Not the type to come around and try to play your friend.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish, as you surely know by now. It is so smooth you can drink it straight. And I promise it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. It wouldn't make any sense for me, you, or anybody else to spend any extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam is going to be the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. If you're into flavored vodkas, they got a bunch. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut. The newest is passion fruit. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also makes a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the bottle for you. It's got a brown label. If you do not see it in your favorite store, ask them to get it for you. They can. Next time you're in a restaurant or a bar, please ask for it by name, New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Cargan is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now I got 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Game one, Eastern Conference Finals in the books. It was played last night in Miami, and what a weird game. Miami wins at 118-107, even though Boston was up 8 points at the half. Were you getting worried about your Miami play?
No.
No?
Nah.
You had confidence in Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I knew they were going to rally.
Dude, they outscored these dudes 39-14 in the third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, I still think it's going to be a good series, though. When Boston's going to get Marcus Smart back in the next game and maybe Al Horford, so I think that'll help them a lot. But, yeah, I was not worried about the Heat last night.
Jimmy Butler, 12 of 19 from the field, 17 of 18 from the free throw line. Finishes with 41 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. You remember a few weeks ago, Draymond Green was like, not everybody is built for the playoffs. Like, dude, there's some guys that you guys think are guys. He was talking to the media. I'm just telling you, when it gets to playoff time, they're not guys. Jimmy Butler is a guy.
He is. There's no question.
He can do it on this stage. Like, you know, you start ranking players during the regular season, and you don't hear much Jimmy Butler MVP talk or Jimmy Butler's top 5 in the world, top 10 in the world. But, boy, the playoffs get going, and here he is.
I saw that they, and now this could be misconstrued because, like, you're including playoff games, but they have an NBA best record 15-6 since they all got in a fight right on the bench when he was trying to fight Eric Spoelstra.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'd prefer Jimmy Butler not try to fight Eric Spoelstra.
Right.
I love that franchise is so stable and strong that something like that can happen. And it got a lot of play.
For sure.
But nobody was ever like, ooh, this is a
problem.
They're
done, yeah, right.
No, everybody was like, that'll be fine. And what was most interesting, we talked about it the day after it happened. If you go back and watch it, for people who haven't seen it maybe, they're in a huddle, and they're getting scored on a lot. And Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra get into it. And Spoelstra's just looking at him. And at one point he says, what do you want me to do, effing fight you? Do you want me to effing fight you? Like, what are you doing? Like, okay, keep barking. What's next? What are we going to do next? We're going to fist fight here on national television? What is the end game for you? What I thought was super interesting is that then more players start chirping, getting involved. Every one of them had Spoelstra's back.
That's right. Yeah.
Every one of them had Spoelstra's back in that moment. And that's just an extension of, you remember very early on in the LeBron, Chris Bosh, D-Wade thing?
Oh, yeah.
That was not going well.
No, they were ready to fire him.
And Pat Riley said, he's your coach.
Yep.
That guy's your coach. He's in charge. Figure it out. We're not firing the young coach. He's our coach. Figure it out. When the coach has that kind of support from the front office, it leads to a point where he has that type of support from the roster. And when everybody, if somebody gets out of line, you can get them right back in line pretty quickly. Like, if that thing happened in Sacramento or Charlotte or Orlando or any of these franchises that just lose and lose and lose, that would have been an held up as an example of, this is why this franchise never accomplishes anything. They're about to fight on the bench in the middle of a game, the star player and the coach. It happened in Miami, and everybody viewed it differently. You know why? Because it is different. Because that was always going to be fine. And now the Heat are just 3 wins away from going back to the NBA Finals.
Story number two.
Kendrick Davis. He was on with...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!